USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midland, Texas police say a mass murder suspect was shot and killed at a Synergy Theater in Odessa, Texas.
The information that I have is there is one suspect. Suspect is deceased. Multiple injuries to citizens. We also have some law enforcement who has been injured. Don't have the numbers or the names yet.
Odessa Mayor David Turner describing the scene. He also says the situation is under control.
There's still, I'm sure, a lot of citizens who are very concerned still in their house. And I would encourage all the citizens to stay in place until law enforcement gives the okay. So I just urge prayer for West Texas.
Turner was speaking there on Fox News. South Carolina is under a state of emergency due to Hurricane Dorian. Governor Henry McMaster issued the order on Saturday activating the state's emergency operations plan after the Category 4 storm shifted to threaten South Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Amps, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Millions of Americans are traveling for the Labor Day weekend, and the good news is that gas prices are cheaper on average nationwide than they were this time last year. Robert Sinclair with AAA tells Yahoo News this is a great time to be out there on the open road.
Lots of crude oil around. There are new refineries in China and Asia, and that leads to a lot of product coming from that area of the world to the West Coast. We're getting a lot of product coming from Europe, but also the United States is now probably the number one oil producer in the world, upwards of 12 million barrels per day. That's more than 2 million from just a couple of years ago. So we are swimming in crude oil, and because of that, we think gasoline prices will continue to go down.
North Korea's vice foreign minister said on Saturday that recent remarks made by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regarding North Korea's rogue behavior will complicate peace negotiations between the two countries. Pompeo made the comments while speaking at the American Legion National Convention in Indiana on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The popularity of socialism in the United States is on the rise, especially with young people. A recent Gallup poll found that 58% of Americans age 18 to 34 think socialism is good for the country, and Democratic socialist politicians like Senator Bernie Sanders and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez enjoy broad support from Millennial and Generation Z voters. Morgan Zegers is determined to change their mind. Zegers is the founder of a new nonprofit titled Young Americans Against Socialism. She joins Fox News and talks about her group's message.
Well, we think we have a winning strategy here, and I don't think there's a greater group to combat socialism than Young Americans Against Socialism. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, and we are dedicated to traveling the country, and we film the stories of people who have escaped from socialism, because the left is very good at emotion. The right, the people who advocate for freedom and opportunity and fiscal conservatism, not so much. So we are adding emotion to the playbook, and that's why these personal stories of people who ate potatoes for a month, whose mom had to burn their furniture in Cuba just to boil those potatoes.
Zegers continues.
Well, in The Road to Serfdom, a really great book about socialism, they talk about socialists changing the definitions of words we've always used. So on social media, you see my generation seeing Bernie Sanders videos telling us that we're not free because we have high health care costs because we're in student debt. That's not freedom. Having the government control those things and handle those things for you, that's not freedom. Freedom is freedom from an oppressive government.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.